Australian researchers have made a breakthrough that could lead to new malaria vaccines within years. The mosquito-borne disease kills hundreds of thousands of people every year, but now experts from an independent medical research institute in Melbourne have discovered that carbohydrates are key to the malaria parasite infecting humans. George Roberts reports.
For many people, mosquitoes are just tiny insects that keep them awake at night with an infuriating buzz and irritating bites. But they also infect 200 million people a year with the debilitating and potentially deadly malaria parasite. Associate Professor Justin Boddy.
Malaria is still one of the most important infectious diseases in the world. It's certainly not a problem in Australia, but it's a big problem on our back doorstep. In the Asia and Oceania region. And as of last year, over 650,000 people died as a result of that infection.
Justin Boddy is part of a team of researchers at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute that's studying malaria. But how do you research a disease carried by mosquitoes that don't live in Australia? First, federal parliament had to allow them to bring one of the species into the country.
To introduce that malaria mosquito from India into our research facility.
To make sure the little killers couldn't get away, the Institute built an insectary, a facility that doesn't even let air leak out.
In fact, it's drawing air into the facility from outside through very, very small filters that mosquitoes absolutely couldn't fit through. We also use multiple rooms. So the room that we actually have the mosquitoes in is surrounded by another room that's surrounded by another room that's then surrounded by an airlock, so there's no way that they'd be able to get beyond that barrier.
With access to live malaria-carrying mosquitoes, Dr. Boddy's team made a discovery that debunks the long-held belief that the single-celled malaria parasite only uses proteins to infect humans.
The parasite tags many of its proteins on its surface with carbohydrates. And this ability to do so is really important for the parasite to be able to complete its life cycle.
Dr. Boddy's team found that without that carbohydrate, the parasite can't infect humans. But he says current vaccine trials are only based on mimicking the parasite's protein structures.
So what we've realised is that we're probably priming people's immune systems with proteins that aren't quite modified correctly, or they're not presented the right way, because the vaccine is not having this carbohydrate tag attached to it.
And how long would it take you to develop a vaccine that presents this shape, if you like, with the protein and the carbohydrate there?
What we want to do is to be able to engineer ways to put the carbohydrate onto the protein. And many forms of that currently exist. So it shouldn't be really that much of a stretch to think that that could happen reasonably quickly in a couple of years, I would say.
That's Justin Boddy from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute with our reporter George Roberts.